Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you ask me right now, like, just put championship to the side. I do believe they're the team coming out of the West.
Okay.
That's the way I feel.
Okay.
I truly do. And the reason why I say that, it's pretty straightforward to me. You have Steph Curry, and you have a great coach in Steve Kerr. You have the best defensive player in the game in Draymond Green. And then I've got an extra closer in Jimmy Butler, who is really a guy that elevates others around him. Mm. It's not a coincidence Pods is playing his best ball the last 11. Mm. He's getting great looks. All the ancillary pieces are starting to really fit when you plug in Jimmy Butler. Buddy Hield's gotten great looks. Quinn Post gets great looks. GP2 gets wide open dunks. And he's shooting great from the three-point land. Kevon Looney looks good right now. You know, everyone on the roster looks really good. Now, you don't have to agree with me. That's fine. You know, I've been called many things in life. Part of the beauty of sports is disagreement. I say this, you say that. That's fine. I just question this. Why do we give the benefit of the doubt to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid? Why did we give the benefit of the doubt to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Why do we give it to LeBron? Why do we give it to certain people and we won't in our own backyard? Give it to Steph Curry and Steve Kerr.
Are they not? Are there people still questioning the greatness of Stephen Curry?
He has done things that we've all dropped our jaws on and said, there's no way. And so when I see how well he's playing of recent outside of the three-point game against the Rockets and just the connectivity and chemistry of the team.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
They're playing great both ends of the way basketball as a team. It's not one guy dragging them. Every night, it's a different guy stepping up. That's a real team. This is a team that I think has high IQ, that knows how to adjust. I think they've got specific role pieces that fit in these unique seven-game matchups against various teams at different levels in the playoffs. And you've got the greatest player playing at the height of his power in Steph Curry still to this day, with arguably one of the best tacticians in the game. Why not the Warriors?
Why not the Warriors? 888-957-9570. Why not is... might be skeptical about the young guys stepping up in these big moments. And honestly, still for me, I'm not taking anything away from what he's done and what he's meant for this team. Jimmy Butler has been a godsend. This team is just totally flipped the script. They went from a 10th seed to maybe having home court in the first round of the playoffs. That's a testament to what Jimmy Butler has brought to this organization. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm saying in a given series, can I rely on him at times to either be my number one or number two scorer? I'm not going to count on Brandon Podziemski being that guy game in and game out in a given series. I'm not going to count on Steph Curry being able to have 30-point games in every single game of these series. Because you know what? The blueprint, and it's not really a blueprint because everyone's been doing it, but what the Rockets showed on Sunday. Yeah, we're just going to hound Stephen Curry. If I have a young team, and I have an Amen Thompson of the world, which teams really don't because I think that guy is incredible, a physical just beast. Mm-hmm. He's an athletic freak. So not every team has that, but if you do have an athletic big guy like that, like we were talking about Jared Vanderbilt last week for the Lakers, like maybe that is the game plan next time for JJ Redick. I'm going to toss Jared Vanderbilt, a big guy who's got long arms, size, and athleticism that might get into Stephen Curry and make things more difficult for him. Cause as we know in the playoffs, they let a lot more physicality go. Historically, yeah. They do. Now there's some games here and there where it slows down and there's a lot of foul. That's neither here nor there, but when that happens, can Jimmy be that guy for me? If I need him to have some ISO moments and get me a bucket, can he do that for me late in games? I know he's been making some winning plays, getting to the line. Can he do that consistently for me? That's a question. Again, Brandon Podziemski, you're bringing him up. He's been awesome, amazing.
Yeah.
Shooting 50% since how long? Feels like a month from beyond the arc. Insane.
11 games.
Can he continue to do that in the playoffs in given series? I don't know. If he's not hidden, can Moses Moody be that guy who's slowed down? Can Jonathan Kuminga, where are we at with JK? Confidence has been there at times. He's had some good moments against the Lakers, right? He's had some not good moments against other teams, right? So it's all baked into the equation. Quentin Post, you're going to be counting on. He's been an NBA player for 3 or 4 months. Like, what am I going to expect from him? Am I going to be crushing Quentin Post because he showed up because he shrunk in big moments? I'm not going to do that. So there are question marks about this team still that I need to feel like get answered, and maybe that happens in a series or two.
But you're not going to trust 9 guys every night. It's you're relying on your top dogs to be your top dogs. Let me go back to the year that they won it all, 2022. Who was their second leading scorer?
In 2022?
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs, was it Andrew Wiggins?
It depended on the series.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson was the second most points per game in the Western Conference Finals, 18.6. Andrew Wiggins, 18.3 in the finals.
Okay.
All right? You're getting that from Jimmy already. This whole thing about second scorer, you're getting 17, 18 from Jimmy. All right? You're getting contributions. You know what the big difference from the Western Conference Finals to the finals was for the Warriors? Steph going from 23 a game to 32 a game.
Yeah. That was the difference.
You're going to win or lose in the playoffs because of the top dogs. I expect Steph to rise to the occasion. Why? Because he's one of the greats. You know who else I expect to rise to the occasion? Jimmy Butler. I expect him to have the playoff push.
Interesting, because we haven't seen this version of Jimmy Butler.
Absolutely.
All the other versions of playoff Jimmy, what was he? The number one guy.
Yeah.
He had the ball in his hands constantly. He was that dude. We're all looking to Jimmy. It's not the same here. We have Stephen Curry. We all look to Stephen Curry, your Lord and Savior, as you like to say. We're all looking at Steph. Steph, oh my God, I see the halo. He's amazing. Steph, what are we going to do? Like, that is different. And that's a different expectation for Jimmy heading into these playoffs. And I just wonder how it's all going to unfold. Again, they could win the West. Absolutely. Like, the fact that we're talking about it is a win.
I just
the
think
fact that the fact that I'm not dismissing you right now, Joe, and saying, I can't win the West. No, They can win the West. I just have a lot of question marks still. And I wonder at 888-957-9570 what those question marks are. And maybe it is the Brandon Pajemski angle that I have to wait and see if he can do this. And if this is real or not, it is real. It's the regular season. Like, these are meaningful games. I'm not saying it's not real. But in a given series, can he continue to shoot at this clip? Probably not at this clip. But can he hit big shots like he did in L.A. against the Nuggets? Can he hit those big shots like he did against the Grizzlies? Draymond Green, you know, he talked about this. This is back in November from his pod. We have the sound. Draymond Green talking about him and Steph trying to, you know, get that confidence instilled in a young Brandon Pajemski who was struggling with his shot at the time. He wasn't playing very well. It was very clunky. He was trying to find himself, and the confidence was just drained. This is back in November, and Draymond talking about Brandon Pajemski. Take a listen. This is really interesting.
The amount of pressure that he puts on himself with each shot is insane. And so I'm saying this also, so I hope you hear it. Me and Steph talk to him every day. Who cares? Miss seven of them. No one cares but you. Like, you're the only person thinking about the shots you miss. No one else is thinking about it. Anyone who carries that amount of weight in anything, it affects you negatively. I hate that for him, and so that's something that we've been trying to talk to him about. Stop reacting to everything that goes wrong for you. No one cares but you. Nobody else. What we care about is all of the other things that you do. So if you do all of those things well, and that can keep you on the floor, who cares about the shot? And I think he has to reach that point.
And that was back November, Draymond Green show, talking about just instilling that confidence within Brandon Pajemski, who was struggling with his shot. They asked him, Willard and Dibbs, that is, a couple weeks ago when Brandon Pajemski joined them, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. They played that same sound cut that we just played for pods, and this is what he had to say in regards to that.
Draymond and Steph and Jimmy just reiterate to me that I'm a big X factor to our team, whether I put the ball in the hoop or I don't. But, you know, we're significantly better when, you know, guys like me, Moses, Jonathan contribute at a high level. I think to have that confidence that they have in me, hearing that from guys that are champions, that are Hall of Fame players, it just gives you that kind of like, yeah, I don't really care if I miss. I'm going to just go out there and be aggressive and, you know, always try to make the right thing happen. And so I think that's helped me from November to now, but just kind of constantly reiterating to me, we want you to score the ball. We want you to be aggressive. If you miss, okay, it doesn't matter. I think it helps a lot for anybody.
I think that not only is the confidence there and the psyche, and he looks way more decisive, I think he's healthier. And I just think the way that the floor breaks down with Jimmy commanding attention, Steph always commanding attention, and now this new little wrinkle that, like, hey, on any given night, Draymond could go for 15, 16, 17. He's going to always get wide open looks. And I don't think it has as much to do with, oh, he's the guy they lay off of. No. It's a function of how great Jimmy and Steph are and how threatening they are to opposing defenses. Well, Pods is not at the top of their scouting report.
It's Brandon Pajemski, like in a lineup of Draymond Green, exactly. Jimmy Butler, Stephen Curry.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like double teaming Brandon Pajemski. So of course he's going to have open looks. Of course he is.
But I just look at their scoring right now, and he is a scorer. He's a reliable one. He's giving you the Jordan Poole output from 2022. Like look at the numbers.
Yeah, no.
He's giving you, and I would argue his floor game is obviously a better floor game, and all, not to diminish Jordan Poole. I just think he brings a lot to the table.
I thought Poole, obviously, better around the rim, I'd say, just driving, finishing. Pods, no.
His finishing's been really good.
It's been good, but I think Jordan Poole, when I think of athleticism,
more
dynamic. A little more dynamic.
He was more dynamic around the rim. He's quicker with the first step.
Correct.
But I think that Pods' passing's better, and I think that Pods has done a better job in transition, creating buckets he might not get credit for. You know, I call it the hockey assist. Grab a rebound, kick it forward,
right.
Ball kicks around, someone else might get the assist in the bucket, but that's because you're pushing tempo.
And it wasn't a like-for-like comparison. I don't want to do this, get bogged down in comparing Pods to Poole.
Because they didn't have Poole.
No, for sure, because they didn't have Jimmy Butler on that team then, so Poole did have to do a lot more picking up that load, scoring the ball, and now they have a facilitator of the level of a Jimmy Butler on this team, along with Draymond. It shows, and this, again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to say anything. There's just the question mark of Brandon Pajemski if he can continue to do this. But the fact that he's doing it right now in big moments against big teams in their building, the confidence level and belief level I have in this team raises exponentially if he's doing it in series. And for you at 888-957-9570, has the emergence of Brandon Pajemski as a scorer here late in the starting lineup, Has that risen your belief at all that this team can win the West? Because Joe Shasky's telling us right now he's picking the Warriors out of the West.
I am. I think of that 2022 run. And look, things broke their way. The Warriors are going to need breaks their way. Every team does.
Yeah,
exactly.
Every team does.
But I look at like it went basically Steph, Wiggins, Clay, and then Poole. And Poole's numbers in terms of points per game went down and down each series. His minute allocation went down. Remember, Steph missed time against Denver.
Right.
And then came off the bench originally in that first round in 2022. I think that they have more balanced scoring now and more guys who can get buckets now than they did in that 2022 season. Otto Porter Jr. was very missed toward the end of the season that year. He had a couple moments in the playoffs, but Clay was erratic. I mean, he just was.
I feel so much better about, again, it sounds insane. I feel so much better about this team as currently constructed than I did about that Warriors team back in that 2022
season. You were relying on Wiggs, Clay, and Poole.
Yeah.
Now, this team relies on, outside of Steph, Jimmy, Pods, Kuminga, Hield, Moody, Post, and also Draymond. Draymond scoring now better than he was back then and significantly more aggressive offensively.
It's dipped a little bit, but yeah. Prior to last week.
I trust more guys off the bench to get buckets. And the other guy who's had a lot of double-digit scoring output games over the last 20 is GB2. Yeah. He's shooting the best of his career.
He is, and Buddy Hield again in a game he blew out the Phoenix Suns. Buddy Hield, you look at the box score. 3 of 8, 1 of 6 for him. 7 points for Buddy Buckets, who had one of his better games, but again, in a loss to the Houston Rockets.
Like, Otto Porter Jr., was a solid player. I want to make it clear. He's a solid, solid player. Buddy Hield on any given night, he could go for 0. He could also go for 20.
Let's call it what it is. Otto Porter for most of that season with the Warriors was not really doing a whole hell of a lot. And then he became Otto Porter Jr. I can't miss in the playoffs. Like, that's what matters. Like, Buddy Hield, we'll talk about the same thing. The Buddy Hield era, he was kind of inconsistent in the regular season. Didn't really start off really hot, and then it was just kind of meh. Well, if he has a game here or two, just a couple games where he's somewhat efficient, that changes how you view him in the entire experience. And if they win a title or go on a deep run,
points
it changes
per game.
How you think.
Points per game, Western Conference Finals, Otto Porter Jr., how many do you think?
Oh, boy.
5-game series.
How many minutes was he averaging?
I'm looking at it right now. Minutes played in total, 54 minutes. 54. Steph had 174.
Okay, I'm going to say
minutes per game, about 18.
For Otto Porter, 8.5 points.
7.5.
Oh, it was close. It wasn't bad. So there you go. Like, but
this team is more offensively gifted.
But we remember Otto Porter Jr., I think, in a lot of Warriors fans' minds.
He had moments.
Exactly.
He had moments. And so I guess my point is, of the Kuminga, Hield, Moody, Post quadrant, because I expect Post to score, because he's doing well right now. Dude, you've got more scoring than what that Warrior bench was looking at then. And GP2 can give you, on any given night, he can give you 15.
Again.
Randomly.
Again.
Around the rim, hit a couple threes, boom.
It's going to be, I know you're baking Brandon Podziemski, that he's going to be that scorer. I'm very curious to see how it unfolds in a series. Again, when all the callers are saying all the lights are bright.
By scoring, I'm talking about he can score 12, which is his average this year.
Yeah.
And then when you're giving me 5 assists, 4 assists, you're also involved in an extra, however many points, and multiply that times 2, because they're each bucket, you're involved in 25 to 35 points a night. That's effective.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.